9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connell on vacation. Joining us right now from Locked On Ravens podcast, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Kevin Ostreicher. What's going on, Kevin?
What's going on, guys? You keep checking off the boxes. Obviously, the draft is over. Rookie minicamp is over. Now you're getting into OTAs, so we're just checking off the boxes until regular season football here for the Ravens.
Gotta love it, man. Listen, I made a comment to Ed, and I want to bring you in on this topic. Last year, Lamar Jackson, 4,100 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. That's just sick. I mean, 119.6 passer rating. Sick also. And, you know, well, he failed at something. He did get 1,000 yards rushing. He had 900 yards rushing as well. So he failed at that. I told Ed I thought this year would be the year that Lamar Jackson took his passing game up one more notch like he has every other year. I think Lamar goes over 4,500 yards passing and 25. Your thoughts?
I like it. And honestly, I can see it happening. I think that for Lamar, we've seen the consistent growth each and every season from him. And it's in a lot of different areas, too. And I know people look at statistical things. And to me, I think that it's not just about that, but it's about how someone's game progresses. Because, you know, back in 2019, when he had his first MVP, if he had continued to get a bunch of passing yards and rack those up, we'd be sitting here today talking about Lamar having, you know, 70 passing touchdowns a season. That doesn't happen. there's going to be some fluctuation in the stats when it comes to that, but it doesn't mean that, you know, that player doesn't improve. So the 2020 season, you know, his stats fell off, but he still got better as a passer. But the difference this year, I think, is that he has DeAndre Hopkins now as his third wide receiver. It's another year to establish chemistry with Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman. I think we're going to see a great year from Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews, both who are in contract seasons. And I think the fact that Lamar himself, with the year that he had, I mean, you mentioned the stats, this to me is going to be a well-balanced offense year three under Todd Monken. So there's a lot of things that I think are working in Lamar Jackson's favor to the point where they're still going to run the ball a lot. But to me, I think with Lamar Jackson, what we saw from him last season, he can take it up another level, which is really scary.
Yes, it is. On the other side of the ball, I think the Ravens have a good secondary, but I think the Darius Washington injury is a bigger impact than people may think. Adam Schefter reports that Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins are about to part ways. How do you think it would fit on this team?
I think he'd be an option for them. Again, we see some of these cornerbacks late in their careers make the move to safety. And for a guy like Jalen Ramsey, he's someone that is not the Jalen Ramsey that we saw in Jacksonville or in Los Angeles, but I still think that he would be fine. And to me, Baltimore doesn't need a star to sign right now. Their roster is pretty much all but set. I think to me, you could get away with working with Bo Braid and Sanusi Kane there, but I think signing a veteran, and if that is Jalen Ramsey, is important to me because, you know, we saw the Ravens run out of options last season at the safety position. You know, they really struggled to find combinations, and then they finally found one. But it took a lot of searching. It took benching. It took cutting guys. And to me, having every option available is ideal and honestly needs to happen for them. So I think for Jalen Ramsey, at this point, he's someone that you probably don't want playing a full complement of snaps. He's probably a specific role-type player these days, but someone I think could help, and he's been linked to Baltimore before. Mm-hmm. I think it could happen, but to me, there are a couple other players out there on the free agent market that could also make sense for them, but I think regardless of if it's Ramsey or not, I think it's important for them to sign veteran safety at some point here.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I agree with you on that. I would love for them to sign Ramsey, though. Kevin Ostreicher, Locked On Ravens podcast. Kevin, we know football, especially the offseason, is all about takes, hot takes. And ESPN is the hot take network. One of my favorites from there, though, is Ryan Clark. I love him as a player, and I love the job that he does there. This is what he had to say concerning his confidence.
The reason I have
confidence.
More trust in Josh Allen is because I've seen him perform on the biggest stages, whether it's the AFC Championship, the divisional round in the playoffs, standing across from Patrick Mahomes. There was no difference in the way that those two quarterbacks led their team. Think back to last year on the Trent McDuffie fourth down blitz. Josh Allen gives Dalton Kincaid an opportunity to win that game. And so for me, Lamar Jackson has nothing to prove to me in the regular season, nothing to say to me or prove to me about being one of the greatest quarterbacks of this era, but he has to perform in the playoffs. And when you look at the way that both of these teams are constructed, they are built to win. But the quarterback that I trust most out of those two in the playoffs is Josh Allen.
Your thoughts on that?
I just think that for Lamar, that's always going to be the narrative with him until he wins a Super Bowl. And to me, I think that, look, Josh Allen is a great quarterback and so is Lamar, but both of those guys haven't been able to make it through Patrick Mahomes. And so when it comes to style points or stuff like that, that to me doesn't really matter, where both guys haven't been able to get the job done. And, you know, I look at that Buffalo game just for an example where, you know, Lamar certainly played a role, obviously, in them getting down in that first half. He had the throw to Bateman, which was a miscommunication on the interception, and then the fumble there. But he was one of the main reasons they were able to stay in the game and climb back. You know, not the only one, but for Lamar Jackson, I think that he gets the brunt of the Ravens' playoff failures, where everything gets put onto him, as opposed to it being spread out. Because, you know, this also, the playoff failures for Baltimore also falls on the coaching staff, falls on the defense for the lack of turnovers. And so I think until one of those guys gets through Patrick Mahomes, I mean, I get that Allen has the better stats in the postseason, which is objectively true. But to me, it doesn't matter the stats you have in the postseason or, you know, the style points that I mentioned. It matters if you can actually win the games. And to this point, neither Josh Allen nor Lamar Jackson have a Super Bowl appearance. So, you know, until that changes, that's going to be both these teams' goal to figure out how you can get past Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City team.
One of the things that's been talked about by us and pretty much everybody is the Ravens' lack of a pass rusher, edge rusher. Despite the fact they seem to get a pass rush, they always seem to be second in the league in sacks, right up there with everybody else. How big a difference could Mike Green make as a rookie?
I think he can be a huge difference maker. And honestly, at that spot where they got him in the second round, and obviously he fell for a reason and Baltimore felt comfortable enough in taking him. But the fact that he was considered a consensus top 15 guy, for a player like that to fall to the second round and you get him there at the end of it, I think to me he was the only player at that spot where I think I would have said, wow, this guy can make an immediate impact difference. He's a three down player, someone that is good both in the run game and in the pass game. He's a great run defender. He can set the edge well and get in the backfield and disrupt plays. But I think he has that superstar potential as a pass rusher where he has an arsenal of moves. That spin move that he has is devastating. And I know that people will talk about the small school, him obviously playing at Virginia and Marshall, but you know, you put on the tape for him against Ohio State, that was one of the best games of the season. And Ohio State, obviously, is the national champion. So he's proven it against smaller schools. He's proven it against bigger schools. And you know, everybody in the AFC North, they have the guy. Obviously, Myles Garrett in Cleveland, TJ Watt in Pittsburgh, Trey Hendrickson, at least for now, in Cincinnati. I don't really know what's going on over there, but Trey Hendrickson is in Cincinnati right now. And so for the Ravens, I think that Mike Green has the potential to be the guy for the Ravens. But, of course, we have to see how the potential pans out. But it is sky high for Mike Green in terms of potential for him.
I love the pick. I love it. I love the fact that they got him in the second round. They got the other guy that I love in the first round. Things are good. Tell us all about Locked On Ravens.
Yeah, it's a 5-day-a-week Ravens podcast. So we are daily over there on Locked On Ravens every Monday through Friday, bringing you an episode, catching you up on the latest news, analysis, updates for the Ravens, so you can follow along and subscribe wherever you get your podcast in audio form. We are also in video form on YouTube, so if you prefer to watch or listen, we are there for you. It's the same show, both audio and video, and just excited to continue grinding along this offseason and getting closer and closer to regular season football.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.